Well, we've mulled over Darth Vader and the cars of Hasselhoff, NCC-1701D series Hitchbot, the ghost in the shell, and a toaster in hell. So tell us, John, is it a robot or not?
Our episodes about bagels excited a lot of listeners. They were happy to hear about rules for bagels and rules for pizza. And I had a few requests to ask if there is a canon of donuts. Do you have opinions about donuts?
I think there probably is, but I'm not sure I'm the person to tell you because I'm not fond of donut culture. I guess you could say because living in the Northeast that I'm in Dunkin' Donuts territory.
You're in Dunkin' Donuts Central up there.
Well, yeah, but I grew up in New York and Dunkin' Donuts is there as well. There's the Krispy Kreme culture down south, which is a different thing. I'll be going for like. You were saying you don't you have a donut culture out there? You were saying there's donut shops when you were a kid.
I mean there are donut shops, but I mean that's like saying there's Dunkin' Donuts. Is there are donut shops around? Sure,
but and not, I'm
sure
not they chains have, though. Like you just go to a donut shop and it's like a mom and pop donut shop.
Yeah, I mean I'm sure we had maybe there were chains, but nothing like on the East Coast that I can recall. Where I guess there were like Winchell's Donuts. That was a chain, but I don't think we had one.
Because, like, bagel shops, like, they're, you know, when I was growing up, like, there was a million stores that said hot bagels on top, but they're not all a single hot bagel brand.
It's the
that was
bagel.
Just you telling you, come here to get the bagels, and yes, they are hot. Delis and bagel places and pizza places, if they were chains, there was, like, two locations, three locations, right? Lots and lots of one-offs. No, not like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, where it's like, or McDonald's or whatever, like a franchise type. You know, it's everywhere. It's uniform. It's commercial. That's why I think the canonical bagel flavors and pizza toppings have weight because it's not a single company. So if I was to say like, oh well, the canonical donut flavors are the ones that you know Dunkin' Donuts that I grew up with had, but that's a single corporation. There's
yeah,
no,
but I think well, I mean, so maybe it's different if you've got Dunkin' Donuts or something, but like out here. The fact that it's very much like bagels, there's just like donut shops, like, and there may be a chain here or there, but they're very small, if not non-existent. I don't believe there are any Winchell's. Winchell's apparently still exists as a company, but there seem to be no Winchell's donuts anywhere near where I live, so they're not in this region anymore. But you know, I don't know. So the answer is there probably is a canon. I mean, I think we could say you get your traditional like raised glazed and you've got your chocolate old fashioned and your glazed old fashioned and a cake donut and you throw in a
cinnamon.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know what
fashioned.
Old fashioned? Oh, man,
no,
that's my
that?
Chocolate old fashioned is my favorite donut.
What makes it old fashioned?
It's not raised, so it doesn't have the yeasty.
Raised meaning puffy and yeasty, like
yeah.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, nor is it a thick cake donut. It's sort of this. It's more rough, and it's got kind of like rough edges.
I don't know what a cake donut is either.
Those are the really hard, like you know, like a powdered donut. You know, do you
yeah.
know what that
yeah.
is? That's a cake donut.
Mm-hmm.
That's a it's a thicker. It's not light and puffy.
So I have to map everything to Dunkin' Donuts. So is a Dunkin' Donuts chocolate donut a cake donut or not? I know it's not raised.
Wow, I have not been to Dunkin' Donuts. We are the blind leading the blind with this one, aren't we?
Yeah, also, here's my way into it was maybe thinking, maybe Dunkin' Donuts copied a set of canonical bagel flavors from the West Coast bagel culture of independent shops, like that they arrived in a consensus in the same way as pizza toppings in the New York metro area and bagels and so on and so forth, and that spread organically, and then Dunkin' Donuts says, hey, we're going to make a donut chain. Here's what we have to have, and... Because Dunkin' Donuts, I think, are mostly all the same, with the exception of things like Crullers and Bear Claws. All of their things that look like donuts, like the little plain old rings with different
yeah.
colors and maybe some toppings, are kind of like the powdered donut thing. So you've got your plain, your chocolate, your powdered cinnamon, glazed jelly, Cruller, Bear
right.
Claw, What else am I missing?
I found on Dunkin' Donuts' website, they have a list of popular varieties available.
Oh, it's going to have Asiago on there. You can't even read that anymore. It's all BS.
No, popular donut varieties. Blueberry cake.
No.
Glazed. Glazed, yes. Glazed is a donut.
All right.
Powdered. Yes, that's a donut. Mm-hmm. Vanilla cake batter. No.
No.
Not canonical. Boston cream.
That sounds disgusting. Is there uncooked cake batter in it?
I don't. Maybe as the filling? I don't know.
I forgot about the Boston cream.
Boston cream, which is, and again, they have the jelly, right? Which is going to be filled. It doesn't have the hole, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Glazed chocolate cake. So that's a chocolate cake donut with a glaze on it. That's somewhat traditional, I think. Strawberry frosted, no.
I don't understand this cake donut thing. Again, you need to try Dunkin' Donuts. Is that a cake donut or not?
I don't know. You know the two different kinds, though. There's the kind that's really puffy and spongy, where you can squish it down.
There's the Krispy Kreme kind, and then there's the more dense kind.
Right, so the Krispy Kreme kind is a traditional donut, and the denser kind is a cake donut.
Why is that traditional? Because when I made, donuts from the Betty Crocker recipe as a kid, right? They were like Dunkin' Donuts. They were very dense. They were not...
I think it's hard to make a raised donut at home. Maybe I should call them raised donuts that way. But that was what I always thought the default donut was one of those glazed raised donuts, which is not my favorite.
No,
donut.
If you're in the Northeast, Dunkin' Donuts defines the default donut.
Yeah, and they're
for everybody.
Dense and they're cakey kind of donuts.
I don't think I had non Dunkin' Donut until very late into adulthood when I didn't live in New York.
This, you see, is the problem. You get this. Homogeneity of donuts because of the crushing, cruel yoke of Dunkin' Donuts over your whole society.
But I have to say, I didn't have donuts a lot, at all. We would never go to Dunkin' Donuts. The place I was mostly exposed to donuts was through in the form of Munchkins in school, which they would never do now, bring Munchkins in for the students. But that was a big thing in elementary school and even up into high school. They would bring in Munchkins.
Oh, my God. I just found a list of all of the donuts that Dunkin' Donuts claims to have.
Maple, bacon, tree bark,
peanut butter delight croissant donut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that's great.
That's like a cronut. That's a cronut is what that is.
Uh-huh.
Apple croissant donut, that's another cronut. Apple crumb. Bavarian cream.
Turkey dinner donut, is it on there?
Probably. Boston cream bow tie donut. I don't even want to know. There's an actual bow tie in there.
Cinnamon raisin bagel donut.
Well, so let's talk about, oh, there's chocolate peanut butter flavored creme donut. Creme with creme on top of it.
Cadbury cream egg donut.
Yeah, why not? So here's the cinnamon flavors
in there.
Cinnamon donut, cinnamon guava donut. No,
no,
thank you.
No,
cinnamon stick. That's probably a raised cinnamon donut.
Cinnamon breath mint.
Yeah, I don't. Those
cinnamon gum donut.
Coconut drizzle dulce de leche.
Forgot about coconut.
Sure, dulce de leche. Sure, why not glazed Bavarian cream, glazed old fashioned. So they do have an old fashioned donut.
I don't understand what's old fashioned about them. It's cake versus old fashioned. I don't know. We need to.
I don't know. We'll have to do a taste test.
Both of us don't know anything about donuts, right? But all I can say is you reading these things makes it clear to me that someone has already ruined donuts.
Oh yeah, there probably were canonical donut flavors at some point.
Yeah,
if you go back in time to the 50s to a popular donut shop. Also, we haven't even talked about hipster donuts, because every town now has a hipster donut place like Voodoo Donuts. Or we were just in San Jose in June for Apple's developer conference, and I went to I forget what it was called, but it was something like Crazy Donuts. And it was, again, actually, they weren't that crazy, to be honest. I was disappointed because I've been to Voodoo Donuts, where they have the maple bacon. This was not like that. I got a chocolate old fashioned. I think they put some sort of name on it, but it was fundamentally just a chocolate old fashioned. So there's hipster donut places too. I went to one in San Diego, and it's funny because I get the novelty of it, but I just kind of want a nice donut. I don't want the weird donut. I would take a nice weird donut. You should try the one that's got the banana cream filling, because it's kind of like a banana cream pie, but it's a donut. And I'd be like, all right, well, I could see that. But then you go and it's like, no, we put bacon and there's cinnamon on the bottom, and on top it's open so you can see the filling. And it's like, why? That's not even a donut. Why would you do that? But those are hipster donuts. That's what they do. That's what they got. Well, yeah, you're right. back to your original point, they've already ruined donuts.
Congratulations, San Jose. You've ruined donuts.
Psycho Donuts was the name of it, by the way. That's kind of insensitive, but there it is. Psycho Donuts. I just got a chocolate old-fashioned. I don't know what they called it. It's a chocolate old-fashioned to me. Whatever an old-fashioned is. You know it when you see it. It's like pornography.
I was going to go with the Billy Joel reference, but that's fine, too.
Sure. You know, when I left Psycho Donuts, though, you know what I couldn't stop singing is Psycho Killer.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Yeah. Psycho Donuts. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yep. And I ran away with my donuts and ate them.
Robot or not.